Grubhub has expanded into grocery delivery via a new partnership with Mercado. According to Chain Storage, Grubhub, which began as a restaurant delivery service but also fulfills orders from drugstore and convenience retailers such as CVS and 7-Eleven, is now delivering products from Mercado's participant base of more than 950 grocery, convenience, and alcohol retailers. Now, Grubhub customers can order from hundreds of independently owned retailers that are available on the Mercado delivery platform, with all Mercado retailers joining the partnership over the next few years. To order from a Mercado retailer via Grubhub, customers can select the grocery button within the Grubhub app and online, where all available Mercado retailers will be accessible. Customers who are members of the Grubhub Plus paid membership service will have access to $0 delivery fees on eligible orders from participating Mercado retailers. And
Yes.
you're kind of in this space a lot. So I'm curious, what do you think this announcement says about the future of grocery delivery more broadly?
Look, I think this is a great move for everyone involved. I think it makes complete sense for Grubhub to stand out as a true competitor now with DoorDash and Uber Eats. And I love the visibility and the access to really a fulfillment offering that most of these regional or independent grocers probably aren't going to invest in because they can't make that pencil on their own. But you know, here's what my question is, Chris. I think
Yeah.
what I'm curious now that you have Grubhub truly kind of coming in to be a more apples to apples competitor with the other DoorDash and Uber Eats
Right.
is like now how do they continue to differentiate themselves? Because they're all, you know, around that $9.99 per month offering.
Right.
I think that it's going to come down to like what we talked to Bharat Pulgam at Buncha about. I think it's going to start coming down to service being a key component. Like, how do you get these goods? What incentives are they giving the gig workers that work for them in order to kind of one up that like delivery experience? Or, you know, Grubhub is even doing, like they mentioned, like with their program, they do like cash back or charitable components because now it's like a neck race for me between like what makes the most sense for each of those delivery providers. And I don't know that just, you know, offering the access to this local grocery delivery will quite be enough. So I
Yeah,
think,
if it
you know,
pushes it over the hub, it pushes over the hump, right? Yeah.
but all in all, like great for these independent grocers, great for Grubhub here. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think it's particularly interesting when we go to our next headline too, where we're going to talk about
Right.
Amazon and their new subscription service, because I think you're onto something. And you know, the whole point is like, how many of these do we need? And that's what I took away from this story too, which
Yeah.
when you talk about the grocery delivery landscape more broadly, particularly when the retailers are in this game too. But when you look at the retail landscape more broadly, it's showing me that the value is now starting to be seen from everyone in terms of consolidation. I mean, because you could argue that these two companies were kind of frenemies to some extent too. And they're now collaborating to say, hey, there's strength in numbers here. So, I mean, we've always known that delivery is a scale game. The thing that has become very palpably apparent to me over the last couple months is it's also now a scale game for another reason, and that is retail media. As a loyal
Great
fan
point.
pointed out to us last week in a very long string of texts, and kudos to him to us. I love when he does that. He always like gets my mind going on things. And it was in regards to the Gopuff headline last week. And his point was really, that's all about the first party data play for advertisers, right?
Right.
Gopuff has first party data, and that's what they're doing there. And so, you know, the same can be said here for the long-term theory for that applies here with what Grubhub's doing with Mercado and Mercado vice versa, and who knows how they're going to split out the data and all that. So that's what's going on here. And that's what I find is interesting, is there's going to be a ton of consolidation in this space. The point about the restaurant delivery is what I still find fascinating, because there still are only a few players that really hold that space, right? There's Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, right? Because Instacart's not really in that space.
No.
Yet all these other, and those ones I mentioned also have the marketplaces to deliver from retailers themselves too. So I wonder too, if at some point there isn't a retailer that says, okay, how do we partner up with the DoorDash or the Grubhub? I mean, Grubhub is with Amazon, so that's a p important point. But like, you know, does somebody go and acquire one of them to get the one-stop shop super app for third-party delivery, inclusive of the restaurants, into their fold? I don't know. It's a pretty aggressive move. Is that a move like a Walmart makes again, or something to that effect? Do they need it? I don't know. Especially with the with Mark Lori sitting there with his Wonder app and trying to do the same thing. So who the hell knows? But I doubt Walmart's going to bet on that again. But yeah, it's fascinating for all those reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the acquisition component brings up another interesting question. And again, don't know how this factors in with the entire business model, but one thing that we've heard is that another key kind of decision factor for the restaurants, for the retailers, is how much of a cut of the revenue that Grubhub, Uber Eats, or that DoorDash is taking from these transactions that's happening too. And I wonder if, you don't have a larger conglomerate like a Walmart or something that's kind of bringing this under the umbrella, if you couldn't get more scale with this and then as a result be able to, kind of offer better things to get exclusive partnerships with some of those grocers or with some of those retailers or restaurants that, are really kind of deciding like how many of these platforms can we be on, what makes sense financially for us too. So there's a lot of heat in this space. I love it.